Praise the Lord and blessings upon each of you tonight. Praise the Lord and blessings to you tonight. We're so grateful to the Lord and glad to have you aboard with us tonight for our prophetic prayer partnership. The Lord has blessed us to have this platform, and we are connected every single Monday night that we are able to get on and able to be connected. And we are grateful for this time and for this opportunity. We're also grateful that you have thought it not robbery to spend these Monday nights with us. And if this is your very first time, we would like to extend a special welcome to you. And if you are a recurring partner with us on these Monday nights, we say welcome back. We're so grateful to the Lord for all that he has done and what he continues to do for us. Great and mighty are the works of our God. Our faith must continue to look up toward our God and the wondrous works of his hand. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. That's what I want to tap into tonight as we're continuing in our discussion and in our impartation throughout the month of June concerning out from dark places. Remember what the B clause of that verse says, according to the power that works within you. To every blessing and to every miracle, to every supernatural and divine occurrence and happening in your life and mine, God will use us as participants in our deliverances, in our miracles, in our breakthroughs. We are not excluded completely from the wondrous works of God's hand in our deliverances. There are things that we must do to participate in the very thing that we have been praying and asking God to do. What a pressure now that comes upon us, because it now challenges us to come away from the I'm just waiting on God to do. I'm just waiting on God to show up. And I'm just waiting on God. And I'm just waiting on God. You know, and I think that we often have misconstrued the scriptures that talk about waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord doesn't mean wait on him to do everything. Wait on him simply means I'm patiently in a holding pattern until I have an unction from him to participate. There is a participatory role that you and I must play in our breakthrough, in our deliverances, in our healings, in our miracles, the miracles that we have laid in petition before him. We have a role to play. That's right. God wants to use your hands. He wants to use your feet. He wants to use your creativity. He wants to use your intellect. He wants to use your intuition. He wants to use you as a vessel. He wants to use you as a tool in the miraculous. God manifesting his presence on the earth, what did he do? He chose a man. What did he do? What did he do? He chose a woman. Whenever God wanted to manifest his glory, show his light, show the strength of his might and his power, he always used a man or a woman or a vessel. There was always something that God would embody, would cause his presence to overtake. He would get down in it and he would begin to use it for his glory. That's what you and I are supposed to be. We're supposed to be the willing vessels, usable to the glory of God. That's why the enemy wants us to remain in dark spaces and in dark places, places of oppression, places of suppression, places of depression, places of stress, places of agony and anguish. The enemy wants you in painful and miserable places to remain there so that you cannot be used to the glory of God. And that's why we must participate and play every role that we possibly can to come out of those dark places. We got to stop speaking things against ourselves. We got to stop rehearsing negative lingo, speaking over ourselves sickness, speaking over ourselves disease, speaking over ourselves disappointment, speaking over ourselves depletion, speaking over ourselves defeat. You are not defeated. One of the words that our presiding bishop loves to use is that word undefeated. I want you to begin to open up your mouth right now with me and declare, I am undefeated. You would be surprised how intricate and how essential words of affirmation can be to and in your life. If you sit there and allow negativity to become an energy and to become an aura over you and around you, you will begin to live in defeat. You'll begin to live in oppression and depression and even demonic possession. Do you not know that the enemy wants to infiltrate the walls of your home, the walls of your spirit, the walls of your mind? The enemy wants to infiltrate and bring these dark shadows, to cast these shadows over you, to keep you from believing, to keep you from dreaming, to keep you from pursuing, to keep you in the dark. But I refuse to stay in the dark. Can you declare it with me one more time? I am undefeated. What are the other things that you can say concerning yourself on a daily basis that will begin to build yourself up? Remember what the Word of God told us. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Build yourselves up, speaking unto yourself to edification, to exhortation, and to comfort. Prophesying not only over others, but prophesying over yourself. Release the word of the Lord over yourself. This is going to be a magnificent day. This is going to be the day I overcome. This is going to be the day I conquer. This is going to be the day I am victorious. This is going to be the day that I live in abundance. This is going to be the day I receive what is due unto my name. This is going to be the day I am promoted. This is going to be the day my name is discovered, released in the wind. There are words of affirmation that we've got to start speaking. This is the day that the enemy will be defeated in my life. This is the day that his influence will dissipate and disappear from my life. This is the day that I will arise and go above my anxieties and my doubts and my fears. I will rise. This is the day. You got to start declaring it until your entire being begins to take on the role of that which you are saying out of your mouth. You are so much more, and I need you to hear me. You are so much more than what's been handed to you and how you've been handled and how you've been dealt with and how you have been treated. You are so much more than that. And it is time for you to start decreeing and declaring. From out of that dark place, you're coming. Your life is not supposed to be lived in dark places. Your dreams are not supposed to be had in dark places. Your visions are not supposed to be curated in dark places. You are an undefeated individual. In fact, you're a champion. Every time you turn around, you're conquering, you're winning, you're overcoming, you're overtaking, you're standing upright, you're still here, you're still winning, you're still pursuing, you're still chasing, you're still, amen, above, and you're never beneath. Understand that you are a champion. You don't live in the dark. Your mind is too big to be kept in the dark. Every time you have an idea, it lights up the room you're standing in. You are a big deal. And it is time for you to start accepting who God has made you to be. It is one of the worst things in the world that we can see so much greatness in the lives of others. And watch this, we don't see it for ourselves. That's a problem. And you know what we have called it? We've called it humility. We've called it being humble. We've called it not being arrogant. And what you don't know is that has nothing to do with arrogance or conceit at all. Knowing who you are in God, knowing who He has made you to be, knowing who He has created you to be, knowing the position that He has set you up to walk in, that's not arrogance. That's not conceit. That is acceptance. I accept my identity in God. I accept that I am not the lesser. I accept that I am not the bottom. I accept that I am not underneath. I accept that I'm not the underdog. I accept my identity in God. I accept who He has made me to be. I accept that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I accept that I am the intention and the purpose of God in the earth. I accept that I am the authority of the Holy Spirit walking, manifested in the flesh. I accept this about myself. And because I don't doubt myself, I'm not humble. Oh, we better take another look at what it means to be humble. What it means to be humble is it means knowing who you are, but you don't have to wipe it in everybody's face. Knowing who you are, walking in confidence, but you don't have to wear the name tag. In fact, the fact that you know who you are, it produces and spawns its own level of confidence that when you walk in the room, you don't even have to announce yourself. Everybody's going to be inquisitive as to who you are because of the identity that you're walking in. The grace that you're walking in, the poise, the posture that you are walking in. Oh, you got to shift yourself. You got to shift yourself. You got to shift your mentality. They have tried to keep us in dark spaces and walking in the dark, not knowing who we are, not knowing our identity. I need y'all to hear me in here. I need y'all to hear me on Zoom. I need you to hear me on the conference line. Tonight, I feel like talking to us. It's about 113 of us on right now, and I need you to hear me. You are not arrogant because you know who you are in God. Knowing who you are in God will teach you how not to accept anything on your plate or accept any offer made to you. Knowing who you are in God is understanding your value and understanding what you bring to the table and understanding that your ideas and understanding that your creativity is invaluable and that you are a priceless gem and that you know who you are in God and you know your worth and you know all that you have come through and all that you have survived and all of the things that you have pressed through. You understand the knowledge that you have gained and the experience that you have gained and the fact that you are ready for exponential growth. You better hear what I'm telling you. That's not arrogance. That's not conceit. That is the confidence in the God who has made you. Moses, who is a fugitive, has an unction of the Holy Ghost, and that's why he had the confidence to walk into the room where the Pharaoh was and say, God said, let my people go. You can't walk in and have a charge in any area of your life if you're not walking in the confidence of God, not arrogance, not conceit. And the only reason why someone would misconstrue it and say that it's arrogance and conceit is because they can't control it. But in this hour, God is delivering us from up under the dark place. We're not going to be in the dark place. We're not going to be easily manipulated, easily controlled. We're not going to be easy to cower and to run and to hide and to tuck ourselves into corners and play the lesser role. You are coming to the forefront. Do you hear me talking to you tonight? This is a prophetic utterance. This is a word of affirmation. And for many of you, this is a confirmation. I am speaking to your spirit. You are coming out from the corners. You have been hidden long enough. You've even hid yourself long enough. You have doubted yourself. You have doubted whether or not you were worthy. You have doubted whether or not you were able. You have doubted. You have been in fear. You have been in anxiety every time you got to the door. You turned around and went the other way. But I declare, I can sense that there is a freedom in the Holy Ghost that is happening in 2024, where anxiety that has crippled us, that's right, us, anxieties that have crippled us and held us back and held us up for so long, that thing is lifting. We are coming into a state of freedom, and we're getting ready to walk in another level of authority. It is a confidence. It is the confidence of the Holy Spirit, understanding that if it was meant for me to die, if it was meant for me to go under, I would have been went under and I would have been dead. But I am still here, and God has caused me to remain here for a reason. I am here with a purpose, for a purpose, on purpose. I am nobody's accident. I am nobody's happenstance. I'm nobody's oops. I'm nobody's mistake. I am intentionally here. I am the intention of God. God orchestrated it. My steps are ordered by Him. He delights in my way. I am here. Praise God by divine appointment and with divine assignment. Come on and lift your voices wherever you are. Come on and lift your hands wherever you are, if you can, and just begin to worship God for that prophetic utterance and truth. It is a truth. We have been hidden long enough. It is time to build ourselves up. Build yourself up. Build yourself up. Come on, declare it. I'm building myself up. Come on and declare it right now. I'm building myself up. Those of you on Zoom, come on and declare it. Those of you on the conference line, come on and say it. I'm building myself up. Yes, I'm building myself up. I'm building myself up. I'm tired of talking myself out of it. I'm now building myself up. Yes, I'm tired of talking myself away from it. I'm tired of talking myself down or talking down to myself. I am building myself up. This is the season I come up, 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 up. The Lord is speaking to us, and He's telling us that this is the season you build up. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It is time to understand who you are. You are not the lesser. And the only reason why you've been told that, it is a form of control. It is a form of manipulation. It is a form of dominance. But it is time for you to rise up from the places of obscurity and the place of abyss. And it is time for you to stand knowing who you are. Stand flat-footed. That's right. 10 toes down. Stand. Square your shoulders. Straighten up your spine and stand in the confidence of God. I'm here. I'm here. I may not be what you all consider the best, but I'm here. I may not be as educated as the rest, but I'm here. I may not be as fit. I may not be what everybody else would consider to be the billboard, but neither was David. David was not even considered. He was not built like his brothers. He was not tall in stature like his brothers. He was, in fact, praise the name of the Lord, inexperienced. He was not ready. He was still a child, still in child position. But God said, I got some oil for him. I got some oil for him. And if you keep allowing your physical impairments, your financial deficiencies, if you keep allowing your family dysfunctions and things that you come from, and you keep allowing that to control your narrative, you will miss the oil that God has for you. God's got some oil for you for this next season. There's some oil that's about to be poured upon your life for this next season. You are being graced and anointed for another level of living. I may not be what everybody else is, but that's intentional. God made me who I am for me to stand up and be who I am. And He's got some oil for who I am. There is oil coming to my life for these next days, for these next months, for these next years. I got some oil flowing from the head down. And everything I put my hands to, everything I dream, everything I speak, everything I conjure, everything I curate, it's going to work. It's going to work. I'm not in the dark anymore. I understand who I am. When they want to keep you from knowing who you are, one of the terms that is used is they keep you in the dark. Keeping you in the dark means keeping you outside of knowledge. You don't know. You're not allowed to know. You're not permitted to know. You're not let in on the secrets. But I want you to know that surely the Lord God does nothing except he reveal his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Can I tell you something tonight? For those of you that will receive it, the secret is out. The secret of your identity, it's out. It is out, and the prophet is here tonight to let you in on the secret. Stand up in the purpose of God. There's purpose in you. Stand up and receive the oil of God. God's got oil for you. Stand up and come out of the dark. Stand up and stand forth, knowing who you are. The identity that God has ordained for you is on your life. It is already there. You're not waiting on it to come. It's already there. Now stand up and stand forth. That's it. Come on. Those two things I want you to remember this week. Stand up and stand forth. That's right. Stand up and stand forth. That means when you stand up, you're not standing in the background. You're not standing in the back line. You're standing up and you're standing forth. I'm coming forth with who God has ordained me to be. This is an intricate hour for your life, and I want you to receive the blessings of the Lord. They maketh rich, and they add no sorrow with it. I want to share a couple of praise reports with you that I believe is going to bless you. This first praise report comes from Justin Mack. He says, "Grace and peace, Bishop. One of my aunties was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and she was in church, and she's doing much better. Praise be to God. Please pray for her strength." Certainly will, Justin. We are believing God for the continuation of your aunt's healing in Jesus' name. This next praise report comes from Taj Milady Freeman. She says, "I recently had three surgical procedures. Two of them were on the same day, and the third one was a few days later. My doctors were concerned with the findings, but all of my biopsies and testing came back non-cancerous, and I praise and thank God." Thank you, Jesus. All glory to God. Well, we praise God for the victory report for you, Taj Maledi, and we believe the continuous healing of God will continue to be your portion. This next message comes from Venus Spears. She says, "First of all, the message on Sunday was specifically for me. I am a member of LFT, which is known as Love Fellowship Tabernacle, but live in this area. The word was just for me for what's coming up." Well, we praise God for you, Venus Spears, and thank God that you were able to hear the word of the Lord that was shared in the house of God on yesterday. Well, I want you to know we are continuously praying for those who have submitted their prayer requests to our prayer list. And you are Ralph Everett, our Father out, Ralph Everett. Amen. Barbara Hairston. Amen. Shamari Oliphant. Amen. Latoya Nugent, Nyasha Cooper, Benita Clark, Richard Terua, Celeste Johnson, Elaine Witherspoon, Diane Harge, Rosalinda Archbold, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Chanel Kelly, Shador Williams, Derek Dominic, Annette West, Kikamon Rockmore, Patrice Taylor, Ruth Aileen, Michelle Smith, Shaquana Johnson, Patsy Rizzo, Elaine Frank, Verna Simmons, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Taj Maledi Freeman, Deborah Fraser, Michelle Terua, Jasmine Henry, Justin Mack, Sandra Morris, Shanika Muniz, Janet Durbin, Lorraine Williams, Mary Silvers, and Benita Thompson. We are believing God for each of you, and we know that prayer changes everything. And I want us to pray tonight. I want us to pray that all of the dark shadows of our lives begin to be offended by the light. May the light of God shine in each of your lives. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thou art holy. Hallelujah. Thou art righteous. Thank you, Father. Thou art wonderful. You are the victory that we need. You are the victory that we want. You're the victory that we desire. Father, we can do nothing without you. We don't even have it within us. We don't have it within us to do. We don't have it within us to win or to overcome. You are our source of victory. You are the place where we find refuge and we find strength. Father, every place where we have been weakened, every place where it seems like we've fallen apart, every place where it seems like our lives are beginning to shatter. Father, I thank you because what seems to be one way in the natural, you are always working in the supernatural. And for this, we say thank you. We thank you because all things are literally working together for our good. So, Father, tonight I pray that the discouraged become encouraged. I pray, God, that even the individual who is sitting in a dark place right now, listening to me underneath the sound of my voice, who cannot identify what's going on and what kind of season they are in, let the words of this prayer resonate within them and penetrate their heart. Let them to receive the breakthrough, my God, and the deliverance that they so need. The need has been great, but the wherewithal, the ability to find their way to the light has not been there. The light seems to be faint, but light the pilot again, my deobosha, and let the light shine. Let it shine in their bedroom. Let it shine wherever they are. Let it shine all around them. Let it shine down within them. Let the light of the Holy Ghost shine down within them. Now, Father, we are praying that the chains of bondage, the chains that hold us, the chains that imprison us and incarcerate us, the chains be broken, and not only broken, but the yoke be destroyed. Let there be nothing that those chains can grip and hold on to. You are our way. You are the truth. You are the light. If we depend upon you, we will live and have that life more abundantly. Now, God, whatever ailments, sicknesses, disease, stresses, whatever these things that have come to attach themselves to our lives, break now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let healing be the bread for the children tonight. Heal everybody that is sick and afflicted, physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, occupationally, my God, spiritually and financially. Heal tonight. You're the great healer. You can do anything for us but fail. We are now depending upon you. We don't have it within ourselves to know even what to pray for as we ought, but your spirit begins to make intercession. Father, tonight we depend upon prayer. We lean upon the tower of prayer. We find ourselves in a posture of prayer. And when our lips cannot articulate the request, when our lips cannot articulate, my God, the supplication, hear the cry of the heart. The heart is groaning. Let us to hear. Let us to be heard. In the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. We know, God, that as we cry unto you, as you hear us, you will deliver us. You will hear us and you will answer. Father, give us listening ears, ears that are able to hear your voice in the name of the Lord Jesus, even in the stillness of every moment. Give us the ears to hear your voice in the name of the Lord. We thank you now.
that every voice of discouragement is now being muzzled and silenced. We thank you now. We praise you that every place of depression is now being delivered and lifted. We cast out every spirit of depression, that low-level thinking and that low-level speaking and that low-level living. We cast that devil out in the name of the Lord Jesus. We have authority by the power of the Holy Ghost to cast every demonic force out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go from that house. Go from that woman. Go from that man. Go from that boy. Go from that girl. Go from that bloodline. Go from here in the name of the Lord. The Lord rebuke you. The blood be against you. Go from here, you foul and dark, you diabolical and spirit from hell. We come against you now. Your voice is muzzled. You leave from the people of God. You leave from your post and go from there. We cast you out of the home, out of the region. We cast you out of the state, out of the city. Go beyond the city limits. Loose your hold, you lying devil. Loose here in the name of the Lord Jesus. We speak of freedom over the people of God. Freedom in the Holy Ghost. Freedom in the supernatural. Freedom in their minds. Freedom, free them. Free them, and even now free them in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray that this freedom come upon them. We pray that it come upon them, and it come upon them even now. We thank you for it. We bless you for it. We know that you're able. We know that you will. We know that you can free us from the dark place. Free us from the dark place. Yes, my God. Free us from the dark place. My God. Yes, Lord. Free us from the dark place. From every dark place, every shadow. Free us. Free us. Free us from shadow thinking, shadow speaking, shadow connections. Free us. Free us. Detach us from every dark demonic force. Detach, detach. We speak it now. Freedom in Jesus. Freedom in Jesus. Yelabo son. Freedom in Jesus. My God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that there is a liberty, man, that is over the people of God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We praise you in Jesus' name. We honor you and we consider it done in the name of Jesus. We say thank God and we say amen. I want every believer, I want every believer, every last one of us, I want you to come on and lift up your voices and begin to praise him now. Begin to honor him. Begin to bless him. Yes, 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 yes. Bless him in the freedom. We believe that God has done the work. We believe that the answer has already been released. And I want you that are listening under the sound of my voice to receive. Receive of the Lord tonight. Receive of him. He's doing a great and mighty work. Yes, he is. And he's doing it in you, with you, on you. He's doing it for you. The Lord is at work. And we honor him. We honor him. We honor him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a breakthrough tonight. What a breakthrough in God. What a breakthrough in Jesus. Listen, the thing that I want you to take away tonight and have for the remainder of this week, one of the ways we are going to exit the dark place and come out from out of those dark spaces, the only way we're going to come out, we got to know who we are in God. And we got to know that God has made no mistake concerning us. That you, I don't care what word curses have been released over you and what derogative things have been said to you. I am telling you, you are a part of the purpose of God. You are here for a reason. You got to know who you are in God and don't doubt, don't waver. Stand firm, knowing that you are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. My God. And that's why he fights you so vehemently, so viciously. He fights you because you're a threat. And he wants to muzzle you and shut you down and keep you secluded in solitude. He wants to keep you so alone that you don't conjoin yourself to the community of believers and come into the knowledge of who you are and come into the full strength of who you are. I want you to accept tonight that the hand of God is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me. And I want you to know you are anointed by God. Walk in the identity that God has given you, and you're going to start seeing your choices and your life turn around and change for the better. I want you to have an amazing week on purpose, but more importantly, have a week in the light. That's right. Open those shades, pull those curtains back, and let the light in the house, because the light has come. No more darkness. The light has come. Live in the light, saints. Until next time, be blessed.